tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one is Rob Zarek. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Great.
That's good.
Pretty darn good. Yeah. Good to be back.
It's been a little while since we've done a live show, and I miss it. Though I have to admit,
that
I have not been in the studio for a while, and I don't know if you're seeing this, but on the mobile version of our studio, for whatever reason, there's a white hand next to my phone number, and it's really bizarre because I've never seen that before in my entire life.
Me either. I was wondering what that was.
So you see it too?
I have
too,
no
so
idea what that means.
Like me.
I do. No. Totally see it. Can't explain it. Super weird.
And it's not by yours, only mine.
No, exactly. I don't understand.
Just a random white hand. I don't know if you'd call it an emoji or...
Is it like your hands up, like you've got a question? I don't know.
I don't know. I was trying to think of something cool that it would mean, but I don't know.
Yeah, you got me there.
It's funny. I was in charge of playing the radio, the intro today, and you know, it's funny. It's like I'm easily distracted. you can throw me off pretty easily sometimes, and so here I am, just like, all right, I'll scroll down and play the music, and I'm like, oh, wait a second, there's this random white hand that's by my number. I have no idea what that random white hand is, and then I was like,
I can't figure it out.
I should be playing the music right now. That's why the music didn't start for 5 seconds. It took 5 seconds because I was in my, what is this white hand?
I can't even find it. I'm like looking it up and it's evidently only on.
It's going to blow my mind or blow our mind or be the most interesting thing. The anticipation is actually killing me, is when Harvey Althaus, our guest, calls in. What's going to appear next to his name? Is it going to be a white hand? Is it going to be some sort of, like, psychic thing, emoji, or, like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still looking it up and still not finding any reference to it. That's it. Our blog talk's haunted. Clearly.
Yeah, apparently. By a white hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ghost hand. You got the ghost hand.
I do.
Makes no sense. I have no idea.
No, but you have to admit, it is kind of exciting for when Harvey calls to see what's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm kind of so
it would
confused.
Make sense if he had a white hand, too, because then that would be like, well, apparently everyone gets white hands. But the thing that's going to throw me off is if he doesn't or if it's something completely different.
Right. Yeah, totally thrown off. I have no idea. I have no clue. It's probably something like,
nope.
I don't know, that they sent out a memo and just shows you how much we keep up to
right,
date with updated information or something.
We have, I think, what's considered one of the oldest active accounts, I think, on the system. But we're grandfathered into like 15 different things. So sometimes maybe we don't get the current emails, but I definitely have a ghost hand by mine.
You do, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And I even hit the little I for info, and it just really didn't help. No info whatsoever. You scroll over it, it doesn't give you an odd, like any other information. I'm totally lost.
And the best part is, like, the people are listening, they're probably like,
They can't see a damn thing, so they have no clue, and they're like, whatever, these people are stupid. Yeah.
Moving on. But, yeah, so on top of the white hand thing, I think that, like I said, it's been a while since we've done a live show. We've been traveling
yes.
a lot. So we've got some investigations
yeah.
in, and we had some, recreational time. We got a chance to, go and do a couple of things and do some investigations, and it's been...
I had a chance to get sick. Yeah.
Yes.
Because last week I was under the weather. Yeah.
You were in rough shape.
It's always fun. Not fun. Not fun to be under the weather.
No, and you know what's funny is, and it's not funny, but we haven't talked to Harvey in a while. We haven't done any of our psychic calls or anything. We've just kind of been exploring some new locations and...
Mm-hmm.
The sad part is our travel day seems to be lining up on our show night. So,
right.
I think we need to either not travel that day, which it can't happen because that's our travel day, or we have to make sure to keep our show in mind.
Right. Or maybe one of the things that lines up with that travel day is that a lot of times it's one of the days that I can get away, which is few and far between, and that threw a monkey wrench into the travel for new content and exploring new places day and show day. Because as people know, a lot of times some of the locations that we go to, we do not have electricity. We do not have internet. That's like a pipe dream to have internet, so our options are at times incredibly limited.
Well, and even cell service. I know there's one location that we've been talking about going back to, and we go to that, it's the most bizarre thing. So when we're driving, we're approaching the exit to get off the, I don't think that's a highway, but it's something, the city.
Yeah.
As soon as we get off the exit, I have no reception. It's like in the city, not just like the building. It's like as soon as you get off the exit, my phone conks out completely. So, we have no cell coverage. We have no internet sometimes.
Nothing.
It's difficult. I think we're probably selling ourselves short because we should be able to incorporate something awesome for the show rather than just not do it and chalk it up to, it's an inconvenience because we have to
we had no service.
Yeah, we could be...
Travel day.
We could line up some amazing things. So, but...
Well, what? New
hand,
Year's resolutions. It's that 'tis that time of year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Maybe that'll be ours.
We need to incorporate something amazing every time we can't use the travel day as an excuse. It's got to be a highlight and a way to enhance
right.
the radio show. Not
unless that white hand is like this is your ability to have an excuse hand. I don't know.
I was looking.
It's like you have
like
a question in school. I don't understand. I don't understand.
You know what it does remind me of, and this was funny because I think you didn't care for it, but we had in the original live paranormal system with the chat room, people do not necessarily use chat rooms at all anymore, and we kind of went away from doing that. But I took, I really don't spend a lot of time on anything. If it's going to be an issue, I don't do it. And I actually took the time to change one of the emojis around to a skeleton middle finger emoji. I don't know if you remember that or not. And
I actually don't.
I don't know. I didn't use it that often, but
be better for the storyline if I did. But
yeah, you should just play it along. But let
I
me
should
drown
have,
in my
I would
stupid
be lying.
Story.
Sorry.
Yeah, hell,
sorry.
Or leave him hanging, let him drown in his stupid story. Typical.
Typical me.
But we do have some new videos coming out, and we're well short on posting daily on all forms of social media, but we're going to get back to that, and we're going to have some new stuff coming up with the website and incorporating ghosthunting.com into the mix of our content, because it's a truly great domain name.
That is. That it is.
Yeah, and I think with our travels, we have some good footage, and we have some footage that we didn't necessarily even review yet, but, you know, we have some stuff that, you know, we're trying to put together. And one thing that I find interesting, and I know we could talk about tonight, is that through one location, especially where, you know, you work the Farnsworth House in, there has been a lot of the same activity, a lot of the same voices that have been coming through. And, you know, that's one thing that I know people, it's debatable on, and it's something that people like to openly debate and talk about, and, I don't know, knowing the paranormal, they fight about. You know, can you actually, you know, communicate with the same spirit on multiple, you know, instances? And you know, we do go to some places more than once. And we have been coming up with, you know, especially the last time, it kind of blew my mind that we have communicated with one child, I believe, and it's on three or four different instances, you know, at different investigations, different times over years. And, you know, also a guy who is dying, you know, he says, "I'm dying," tells us he's dying. You know, it's been going on for a couple of years. You know, the same voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, so through our investigating, I think we sell ourselves short sometimes, because there is an abundance of, I would say, research that we do as well by going to these locations and doing investigations more than once at, you know, different, at the same spot, because, you know, we are kind of validating the fact that there is something to this, because we're upping the game a little bit, because we have, you know, what we feel is the same voices come through at the same locations, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And it does kind of throw a whole other element into not just going and investigating, it's actually taking the time to, you know, research what's going on. And I guess I started to look at it a little bit differently, that, you know, it's actually beneficial sometimes to go back and do stuff, because I think it's not just, you know, that one investigation, we go to a place, we get good stuff, great. But it's when you go back and you get the same good stuff from the same voices, or what you think is the same type of communication, then it kind of validates it maybe just a little bit more.
Yeah.
At least
in my opinion. Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Especially because it's voice-oriented. You know, I think if you go to the same location 10 times, you get 10 times the REM pod goes off. That's a little bit more, I mean, it's cool, but when you're dealing with, you know, what we feel is the same voices and the same spirit, it kind of sheds a new light to the research.
Yeah.
And I feel like we should almost, you know, we have a couple people who can do voice, they can analyze a voice. So I think maybe we should even have them do that and see if we could, you know, if what it comes back as.
Right.
Because I think there's also like that hopeful, you know, you're like, wow, I think this is the same voice, which would be totally amazing that over 3-year period we've gotten the same voice on 4 different investigations and the same communication, you know, with, you know, intelligent. You know, I think there's also the part that you want to be hopeful that that is true. But you get the black and white evidence that, hey, you know, we feel after analyzing it, it is the same voice. I think that would be pretty cool.
Oh, for sure. I agree.
So I think we should do that.
Yeah, I think we should too. There's a million things we need to do, though. We'll add that to our scroll.
Yeah, put that in the list, right on the middle. Middle of the to-do list. Because I think it's more important.
Right, smack dab in the middle. Right.
Yeah, because I would say, like, when you take our list of things we need to do, there's, like, so much that this would be, like, more important than some things, but not as important as other things. So it's about a middle.
Exactly.
Middle, high,
yeah.
A high middle. You know, like in
a
the
high
middle
ground.
Middle part.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Total sense. Does to me. Does
well,
to
and
me.
That's and it's, even with our guest tonight, Harvey. You know, we have a lot of that footage that we've used through, you know, remote psychic views. And, you know, I know we need to kind of incorporate that into videos as well.
Mm-hmm, segments. Definitely.
This is like a to-do list radio show.
It is. It is. It's what we should have named it. The to-do.
The to-do list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But maybe the people would get that wrong. They would think it's like to-do. You know, like they're big shots.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We'll just leave it named as is.
Live for No More Radio.
Yes.
To-do list.
Gotta love it. To-do list.
Out of our investigations that we just did, do you think that, is there anything that stands out to you?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to, like, give it away until we release our evidence. Don't you agree?
I don't know.
Like, talking about it might
it
be, like, right. And I don't want to, like, because I think that, like, if we're going to talk about it and we don't release it right away, then it's going to be, like, sure, you got that. Sure, that happened. You know what I mean?
So, like, our typical thing.
Right. I think you can get what I'm putting down there. Yeah.
Right. Well, I think
but
too,
I will say this. Okay, I think we had some really good investigations. We had some really surprising, like, responses and some really surprising findings. And they made it, you know, feel worthwhile, which is an awesome, awesome feeling, because sometimes when you're on an investigation, it doesn't always work out that way.
No, and we had one of those as well. We had one where nothing was working. Our batteries would die.
We're doing the paranormal thing. Our paranormal thing. The batteries were draining.
Oh, you know, and
it felt so stereotypical,
like,
didn't it?
I can't stand it. Like, if there's one thing that, like, the one that comes out of my mouth, you know, it's disgusting when you're like, oh, my batteries are draining. Something must be draining my batteries.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I would rather just say my batteries aren't working. You know, and that's what the way
my
we
batteries,
take it. Like, the batteries,
right.
They're dead.
Yeah.
They're dead. They're just not, I don't get it. You know, I bought maybe a faulty pack.
Right.
But at least it was nice because the people who we were investigating their location, you know, they're like, oh, well, they're probably draining the batteries. That happens all the time. So, you know, it's,
mm-hmm.
it kind of, you know, we didn't know that. And,
right.
You know, our stuff was functioning weird. It was just a weird night. It was like they didn't want to communicate. They were, like, scrambling our stuff.
Well, they were just like, ha-ha, watch this. You want to know how good we are? Bam. You know?
And they're like, don't watch this. That's why.
Well, they were like, no one's going to watch this now. Ha-ha-ha-ha. Yeah.
And the best, you know what I found was interesting about that is when, so the first night we did an investigation and this was happening, like batteries were dying, devices weren't working, nothing
mm-hmm.
was going right. Next day, different location, same city, same devices,
mm-hmm.
batteries were working fine, devices were working fine, everything was okay.
Yeah.
And even on the, you know, the one spare box we used, that the batteries were, you know, not, the signal was bad. I mean, it just sounded like the batteries were draining. at the top of
I even
it,
went
and
out and bought
put on
them.
The next day. Yeah, and then the best part
remember,
was
I even went out and
day.
Bought them.
Oh, I remember. Because it was like $20-some. You made sure to make a point to tell me.
Yeah. I would never spend
right.
that much on batteries. Yeah.
And it was
and the ghosts were like, spend all
really
that you want. It ain't going to happen.
And blow those up, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was an interesting month.
Definitely.
And we've gone to some...
Definitely was.
You know, the downside now, though, in the colder months is you have to pick wisely because you might freeze out of an investigation.
Which we've done many times, and I'll be honest with you. I cannot afford to get sick like I did that one time after we did all those places. It was like snowing inside. Like, I can't now. That was so bad. Or like when your eyeballs get frozen open. I've been talking about that a lot lately. I've been having this conversation at work about when we were investigating near Lake Erie, right on Lake Erie. And
yes.
Like my eyeballs were like frozen open. And that's the only place I've ever had that happen. And it was just so weird.
Yeah.
And it traumatized me, obviously.
I never thought that was actually possible. You know, like I've heard people say that. But obviously I grew up in South Florida. So, like, we never had that happen in South Florida.
I thought it was one of those things,
like moms
say where they're like, oh, if you keep making that face, it'll get stuck like that. You know, I thought it was, like, on the line of one of those things, you know, like, oh, okay. No, my eyeballs were, like, frozen open. It was traumatic. It was scary. And it hurt.
It did. And
felt very uncomfortable.
Well,
yeah.
And I don't think we were too cold to make any faces, so at least we didn't get a chance to try that part out or test that theory.
Yeah, they didn't get stuck that way. Yeah.
That
I'm colder
cold.
Talking about
it
like right now. That's really bad. Like, I'm literally shivering at the thought. Like, ugh.
We did an investigation then, where the windows were gone, and it was the second floor of, real close to Lake Erie, and it was, it was in the negatives in wind chill, and that wind was blowing through, and we had an investigation the next day, and by the time, I was hoping by the next afternoon hit that
I'd be
warmed, but my feet were still frozen by the time we made it to that second investigation the next afternoon.
Yeah. I literally, like, had to keep checking to see if I had frostbite and, like, my toes were about to fall off. That's how hardcore that we have been, have been in the field to the point where we literally had to check to see if our toes were falling off because it was so freaking cold. Or when you're inside and you have to go outside to warm up,
That has happened.
What? Yeah.
That's happened.
Mhm. Yeah.
Also years of. So we have that to look forward to this winter.
Yeah, boy, I can't wait.
We should try to line up like a reunion tour of that investigation.
No, I was so sick when I got home. I can't do that again. I could. There's no way I could miss like that much work. I could not.
We did get good evidence.
It would be so bad. We got great evidence, but I was sick for like a freaking month after that. Like, I couldn't knock it. I was so not well from being out in that cold. It was just, it really, the cold will really do a number on you. And boy, did it ever. And it was just, and like you said, I couldn't get warm. I don't think I got warm for over a month. Like, it was, and maybe it was summer by the time I felt like I was just so incredibly cold to they say chilled to the core. Like, I was. Chilled to the bone, yes. All these things applied. It was so cold. And in some of those buildings, they say that heat rises. And in the Farnsworth house in the summer, I can tell you, you really understand that whole concept of heat rising. Well, in the winter, in some of these haunted locations, you think that would stand true as well, that heat rises. It didn't matter where you were. It was just cold. No matter what level, it was freezing. So that theory, then I felt there was less validity to it. But then I, you know, in the summer at the Farnsworth, it reminded me that it is true. Heat does rise.
Well, you know,
that's the moral of my story.
I guess it will be coming from heated locations for the rest of the winter.
Yeah.
Is the
we have to,
so, you know,
or I'll die.
The way it works out is I'm like, hey, Nicole, do you want to go here? Let's set up here. And you're like, no, we're not doing that. So pretty much it's
right.
The, you know, I don't.
Nikki's terms.
I don't think I have.
Nikki's
yeah,
terms,
I say,
winter.
I was trying to make it where it wasn't that, you know, demeaning
bold
to myself.
Bold and blatant. Sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty much
well,
how
hey,
it is.
Well, hey, look, I'm not going to be that damn cold, okay? Like, I obviously love the paranormal. Without
well,
a doubt, I've invested tons of money into it, but I cannot be that cold again. I just can't.
Well, and it's an actual thing, and I think it did scar you, because I know over the past like couple weeks when we were talking about going somewhere, I'm like, hey, what do you think about, and as I got like, hey, what do you think about, and I didn't even say where
and
we're
like,
going, you already
heat.
Gave me like the run, yeah, you gave me the rundown on, well, I'll tell you this much, it's not going to be anywhere that's cold, I'm not going anywhere that's cold, and like a 5 minute, you know, shakedown.
It's like the first statement
reminder.
Out of my mouth, yes, yes.
Yeah, so.
It really hurt. It really scarred me. Now, tonight, if I go to sleep, I'm going to have nightmares. Wake up shivering. Brr. I'm literally even colder talking about it. We must stop.
I will post some videos. That'll be my my goal, is to go back and find some videos from that.
There's been times when I've been literally shivering so violently that people asked if I was having a seizure. They were like, is she seizing?
In public, or are you talking about like on our investigations?
On our investigations.
Oh, I think it's been like you were walking down the street.
No, I try not to have to walk down the street too much if it's that cold.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one thing that did that yielded from that investigation was we went to a building. And we actually had the building's name come through the spirit box. And
yes, we did.
I did not think so at first, but it actually did. And it was like not functioning for at least like 10 years. So there would be no reason why. So, you know,
it got popular suddenly on radio. It did. That's for sure.
So, on another note, we talked about our psychic remote call-ins and stuff, but I don't know where our guest is tonight.
We're not psychic, so it's not our job.
I wonder if I can remotely look into where, what he's doing, but he's got to call in.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the little hand is why. It was like, nope. It put up the hand and was like, talk to the hand. I don't know.
That could be it.
It is kind of that hand.
Well, you know, I usually, when we've had him on before, I've given sometimes a hard time about being old. So I'm my remote psychic thing is that he fell asleep waiting to call in.
Oh. He does get up mighty early.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
We should call him and wake him up. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's always, I guess it's an option. I mean, I don't know.
Or we can just continue talking about our
being cold. We have to stop talking about that. We have to stop being about the cold part, though, because I'm literally colder because of it.
We can talk about some of our hot investigations.
And we have had those, too.
I remember that one time.
Where I would have prayed for it to be cold.
We got locked into the attic of the Ohio State Reformatory for like 2 hours.
Yes.
And I think you actually looked at me and you're like, we're never using this footage because it looks like I was hosed down.
I did look that's like I got hosed down. We all did. It was so very hot. We even had like one bottle of Gatorade amongst all of us that were there. And I think we looked at him and were like, we're rationing this out in case they forget about us. Like, no one can just gulp it all down. Like, we have to have some form of hydration because as much as we were sweating, like, there was no way that, you know, we would survive much longer. It was really hot.
Well, and the funny thing about that is you did say that, and so I don't think we looked at it as incorporating it into the video that we're mm-hmm. still trying to put out. And I think there's actually a lot of footage that might be usable from that if we just look past the fact that
I look like I just got out of a bathtub, a pool. Right.
Well, I think we all look the same, so.
Yeah, but on guys, like, you all can pull it off so much easier.
I don't know. I'm not necessarily sure that's a thing.
Pretty sure it's true. True story. I guess there's only one way to find out. Release the find out. It was a great investigation.
Oh, my God. That was.
Yeah. I'll be like, take it down now. Take it down now.
Well, you know, we what had happened is we kind of, you know, we have this amazing documentary somewhat ready, and we kind of changed formats after the fact, and mm-hmm. which made it a little bit more difficult. So you know, I still want to put that out.
Yeah.
It's just trying to get it, you know, and it's nice because we had mentioned this, and we actually should probably get a hold of our production guy. And mm-hmm. now with the pandemic, the Zoom calls and stuff are relevant. You know,
all
you can
rage.
Do those. You know, because we had some stuff that we needed to, you know, shore up and finish up, but we weren't sure the logistics of it, but now we can just do a Zoom call.
Right, because now it's, like, totally acceptable to do that.
It is totally acceptable to do that.
Yeah, in fact, it's, like, the way to do things, apparently, so, yeah.
We've done virtual investigations like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
which
have.
Which we should do more. The virtual ghost box stuff where we've, you know, had.
Maybe we'll do
that
next week. We'll put that on next week's
to-do
list. The to-do.
We can find a new location and a new and a new person to do it with.
There you go. Exciting. I think it's a great idea.
I'm excited. Well, it's up to you. I know we have some stuff that we could be doing to improve live paranormal and ghosthunting.com. I do not think our guest is calling in tonight. We could scrap this and move forward and start working on our stuff and you know, put this up as a quick-hitting, amazing to-do list podcast tomorrow and just you know, go that route. Think you're talking. For the next 30 minutes, or
maybe we should just do that other. Maybe we should just do the other. Yeah.
You mean call him?
Start
and
working.
Call him live
fantastic.
On air?
No, I don't think so. Maybe something came up. Maybe something happened. Like,
yeah,
I know.
Like in the ER or something, we prank call him. I'm not really. Yeah.
Right. That would be so wrong. Like, I'm not trying to do that. That's just not. No.
Unless we just keep prank calling different people.
No. I'm kind of over
paranormal
that. I'm too
pranks.
Old for that now. Paranormal prank calls. Watch, it'll be a new show. Next week on the Travel Channel. With all the same paranormal TV talent that you've seen on every other paranormal TV show to date. Because all we do is recycle talent. Yes, sorry. Did I? Oh, I just said that out loud. Yeah.
I never really got into prank calls.
It's 100% true.
Now,
all of those things are true.
We should prank. Who should we prank?
We should prank
you live.
The networks. We should prank the networks.
We
ask them why they
the
insist
networks.
On using the same washed up people from the same shows over and over again. Because there's nobody else who knows how to look for ghosts. Ask them what the answer is. I'm really dying to know.
Looking for ghosts is a skill set that's very, very, very difficult.
Which evidently they get their talent from, you know, the Screen Actors Guild. So that doesn't put a whole lot of validity in it for me. I'm just saying.
Hmm.
We're probably going to have to delete this show because I can't stop. It just pisses me off. I mean, like, seriously, I'm tired of seeing the same people every time. I'm sure there's other people who feel the same way. You know, that would be like American Idol every time with the same people competing against each other every single time. Wouldn't that get stupid? They even change the judges up on there, but it's like the paranormal world can't. Only these set people know how to look for ghosts. Lame.
Well, it's difficult. So that, you know what? Now I have something I want to throw into the mix. Is I saw,
go ahead.
Unfortunately, the last I don't know when it was, but it was within the last couple of weeks, and somebody was saying, "Don't forget to vote for me for paranormal team."
Oh no!
Or whatever. Like there was there was someone else. They brought out
one of those fake ass awards, a fake ass awards program. That's so.
And they're like,
lame.
Whose fans are going to vote these people to the top? And I was thinking, like, who thinks they have fans?
Who are they?
That's
Who were they anyway?
And why?
Like, oh wait, I don't know. That's the latest purchasers of a black T-shirt and. Using VistaPrint or some shit to make, you know, something like a, get something printed. Like, come on.
Well, I've always thought that, hey, maybe we have people who enjoy watching us and watching, you know, our banter, the way we investigate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just like watching, you know, what we do or how, for whatever reason. But I've never looked at the fact and thought, oh, my God, our fans are watching us. You know,
I don't use
that
word. You know what I say? Friends. Like, to me, you know, it's almost like you build, like, almost like a friendship. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when there's, like, an interactive live chat, you know, communicating with each other. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I think that there are people who are like, oh, my fans are a bunch of pompous assholes who think that they're special when, in reality, I'm pretty sure that the rest of society has no clue who the hell you are and probably... you've probably got a very limited focus group of people who would actually consider themselves your fans. I just think it's pompous.
Well,
it's
even with
I think it's bullshit.
Our radio show and podcast, you know, I know there's people who are loyal listeners to listen.
Right, and
to,
we appreciate that.
You know.
Totally.
Well, I don't think that they would be fans. I think they're just enjoying
loyal
the
listeners, and we appreciate them. Right.
They listen to our nonsense. They're not like, I don't know.
And they didn't turn it off already.
Time.
Thank you.
And it's really, to me, I found that it was annoying that they would, you know, have a best paranormal team thing. I've always found that annoying.
That's kind of like I got something in the mail at work, okay? I'm working at a haunted location. You get some interesting stuff, right? So speaking of one that's fresh in my mind, I got one yesterday, and I actually started laughing out loud when I read it, and I went and read it to one of my managers, and I said, oh, wow, this team, okay, has offered an opportunity for us to have them come out and investigate 100% for free. Oh, my goodness. I said, how many jackasses actually respond to that thinking that they're getting something that nobody else is offering for free? I was like, that's just stupid. Then I've got something else in the mail, and it's been a hot minute since this came, but it still rests with me, and I think I actually found the card when I was digging through my car right before the show, was this one of those paranormal award things where you can pay to be a special location to receive an award. You can pay for the award. Okay, that's kind of like back when I worked in the medical field and I could get this Woman of the Year plaque, right? Because I've been selected as Woman of the Year, and for a mere $250, I can get the plaque. I was not selected as Woman of the Year. It's called They Just Hope That My Dumb Ass Will Pay $250 to Get a Plaque. Just like this letter wanted us to pay so we could be a winner of a fake award and get a piece of paper. Okay? Like, I'm sorry. I wasn't born yesterday, and I just feel sorry for, you know, some locations that perhaps are naive in that, or some people who are naive in that and would think that they actually won something, you know, or that this paranormal award means anything. Like, really? That's just dumb. It's just stupid to me. I'm sorry, and I'm sure all the award winners are probably literally ready to just have a big boycott party for me, and that's fine. Because you know what? I'm going to continue investigating, and I don't need an award, okay? And I don't need to call people who might enjoy, you know, watching or listening fans. I don't have to call them that. Because I'm sorry, I think it's just a pompous way to think that you're special, and I don't think I'm very special. I'm just me.
Well, I think you're special.
Well, I am special. Okay, don't get me wrong.
I was going to turn it
into
a
question.
Like, you know what? My pause, you know what happened there is I was going to say something else, like not be complimentary, but then I bit my tongue and just left that. I thought you were special. So you should have just taken that and been like, you know what?
No,
And I would have been like, you're welcome.
Right.
I could have been like you're special, like, you know, the negative
way. Very special. Well, that's what I was insinuating about myself. But that's just it. There are these people who really do think like they've got my fans. It just bothers me. I just think it's so dumb.
I do too. You know, there's not a lot that bother us equally. And it's one of the few things that you and I both agree upon of level of hatred. Because I'm like, you know, it's not, I mean, maybe technique-wise, there's just a different, there might be different approaches of saying, hey, what's your name?
Sure.
But there's only so many ways to say, hey, what's your name? Or who are we talking to?
Right.
You know.
And, you know, that's the thing. Me saying that I enjoy your content, I guess in some people's mind that would be me saying that I'm a fan of this person. But I just don't see it that way. Like, I don't know. I'm a fan of, you know, a band, okay? A band that is got many, many awards that I probably half the bands that I would be a fan of actually are on the other side. So perhaps they'll come visit me as, you know, a fan and they're a ghost. I don't know. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's just something that, because I can't go do that. I can't go, you know, play. You know, I used to try to play guitar, but playing guitar really, like a fan of someone who is a really great, you know, guitar player or singer, that's something that I can't go do, okay? Whether I, just because I don't have the talent or the patience or what have you. And they do. I'm a fan of what they're doing. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of people can go ask, what's your name? By the same type of equipment that the rest of us buy, or even just use a piece of paper and trace some coins and see if the coins get moved, they can do that too. You know, there's like, I just don't understand. And maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe we don't get it, Rob.
We should do that. We should do that Charlie game.
I think Charlie is just over. It'll come back maybe. Bringing it back now. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And we can say we do it the best.
Yeah, we brought it back. We're the ones who've done it. Well, that's like the first, you know. We are the first to ever. Oh, please. You think you're the first just because you haven't happened to see where 50,000 other people have done it before you. Okay, and just because you think you're the first does not mean that somebody did it and didn't have to videotape it and put it on the internet. You're not the first, okay? You're just not. You're not that special, sorry. Maybe I'm just a glass half full or half empty kind of girl, and I don't care where the hell it went. Maybe that's my point of view.
But that reminded me of people who, like, in 2013, 2014, I can't remember, one of the 2 years, 2014, I think, said that they were the originator of streaming live ghost box or sessions online. In 2014,
right.
I was like, well, that's weird, because we've been doing live ghost box on video since, like, 2007. And, like, well, you know, we kind of, you know, started streaming ghost box sessions live, you know, back in, like, 2014. It was, like, 2015, I think, when they said that they were the first.
Or they get offended because they think that you're copying them, okay?
Right.
When you go to a location and investigate, which is available for people to, you know, rent out this location, okay, you don't frigging own it, okay? And, or to go in and happen to ask, what is your name? Oh, they're copying me. Please. There's only so many different pieces of equipment, locations. There's only so many different investigation, perhaps techniques or, you know, maybe the order you do things. You can only change it up so much. To sit there and think that you were the originator of this particular concept, this method, this anything, you know, unless you've come up with something that is truly profound, brand new, that's never, ever, 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 ever been done, which I don't even know how you'd verify that, someone's probably done it before. Like, I'm not trying to burst many people's bubbles here, but guess what? Pop, 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 I just did. You know, I don't know. Like, I have investigated, as you have, many locations. I maybe would consider ourselves seasoned investigators. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm the best damn investigator in the whole world, because I'm not. Who judges that? You know what I'm saying? Am I a damn good investigator? I like to think so. But I don't need a fake award to tell me that. And I don't need a, you know, fan base to sit behind me and vote me into something, because I know what I do, confident in the way that I do it and the outcome that I get. And I don't need any of that, you know? And that's the same as anybody else who's in this field should feel confident in what they're doing and shouldn't need some sort of vote in order to make them feel special. Like, I just don't understand the need for that at all.
We should do our own award show.
Mm-hmm.
And do it all only of our stuff. Like,
well, that's what a large majority of these do who win their awards.
Yes.
I think that they literally have too much time on their hands, feel like they send a mass email and that's going to make them special. And, you know, they're going to grant themselves some sort of special award that means nothing. Okay? Going to be, you know, super
that's
important.
That's what we need to do.
All right.
Is have an award show just of ourselves.
No, we don't, because then we would just be as pitiful as all the ones who are doing that now. And I don't need that. And you don't need that.
What?
We're confident in the way we do things.
Best live paranormal video. And it's just five of our videos.
Right. And the nominees are.
Best interview. Yeah, and it's nominees are, you know,
and the nominees
are five videos.
Live paranormal. Live paranormal. Oh, look at that. Live paranormal. I don't understand.
And then when we win, we can say that, you know, we're really give like a speech. We couldn't be here without the people,
honored
our fans.
Honored to have been nominated for this award. And we'd like to thank all of our fans for making sure that we won and got the recognition that we so deserve. Whatever. I just can't.
I totally think we need to do a best paranormal investigation clip for 2021 and only have like five of our clips for people to vote for and then make a big deal about it when we win.
I just can't sink that low. I'm sorry.
That
would be too much effort put into something. No, it would be too much effort to be put in something that doesn't mean a damn thing.
It would be a satire contest.
I've got too many other things that actually are important to donate my time to and that really need my time that I have neglected than to some fake-ass award. I'm sorry. I just wish other people were that busy and had that much going on that they needed to focus their poor set intentions on other things instead of defrauding people and such.
Yeah, all kidding aside, though, we've had what is considered viral. We've had over 5 to 10, I think we've had over 10 videos go viral this year. We should pick our 10 videos and find out which ones people like the best and have an actual contest and pull something on our page. Like, which one do you think is the best out of our viral videos? And then when we win, we could say we just like to, you know, make it.
No, it doesn't. You know, it's not even winning. It's just basically getting information because you're not going up against anybody. It's just a matter of finding out which ones people thought were the most either, you know, whatever it is that they feel compelled so much to acknowledge, I guess.
And then, you know, what we need to do is we need to get like one of our cool friends, like Richard Grieco or something, to accept the award on our behalf because we couldn't make it. We're out investigating.
Because we're out investigating, right.
Yeah, so we couldn't accept the gift, the prize, or the award. So, you know, we had
the prize of information, right.
Yes, we had to send, someone had to go for us. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
Accepting the award for Rob and Nikki tonight is a, you know, whoever, and then have them say, well, you know, they just wanted to say thank you, but they could not be, you know, here tonight to film this acceptance speech because they're out investigating.
Definitely.
I like it. That's my style.
Yeah. Totally. 100%.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think our time is actually up.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice to be back on. And
yes.
I hope people enjoyed my jumping on top of my soapbox there and having a quick bitch at the end of the show there. I couldn't help it. It's just how I feel. Had to get it out. Yeah.
Well, and we will return now on a consistent basis with a bunch of cool content, more remote psychic calls, more radio, no excuses, and we will see everyone.
That's what we'll have to call
Tuesday.
It, no excuses radio. Yes.
That could be
good. All right, everyone, take care. Be sure to tune in because we're back. Bye, everybody.
Bye.